Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Max. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Today's episode is titled, How to Choose for Dinner. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
PodBot Door AI.
As a family of five, it is not always easy to decide what to prepare for dinner, but there are, you might think, several ways for us not to spend all Sunday afternoon cooking dishes for the coming week. The method of choice for preparing meals should be based on your lifestyle and your nutritional goals, but can also be a combination of methods. Choose your meal, preparation, method, of choice and find a method that works for you and your family, as well as other family members and friends. You can even distinguish different meals based on the main ingredients, frozen meals and meals for guests. If you wish, you can also add and choose depending on how you cook and find new and interesting dinner recipes to try, or even compose your own meal preparation method of choice type for your meals. There is no need to choose a not so good option if you already have a healthy dinner at home, ready. By eating in advance, you can choose the meal that suits your needs, even if you eat the same meal as other members of the household. Meal preparation can also lead to more nutritious meals by determining what to eat before, or before, time. If you need some ideas to get started, don't forget to check out our list of the best healthy dinner ideas for adults and children in your area. If you want an even more personalized list of dinner ideas, you can also check out the ideas for dinner on shelfcooking.com, where we break down meals into themed dinners to help you. This is probably the easiest way to organize your list of dinner ideas, and I'm about to, too. Creating your own list is so easy when you use the shelfcooking.com blackboard and print your dinner idea and you have over 300 dinner ideas waiting to be created. This is a leftover ham recipe that you can make with a large ham, so make sure you prepare it for your next Sunday dinner. Make this simple idea for dinner and if you're cool with it, serve it with something comforting, such as a bowl of soup, a cup of coffee or a glass of wine. When preparing a main course, you can supplement the rest of the meal with carefully selected foods, purchased items such as fruit, vegetables, nuts and seeds, or if you have prepared main courses, supplemented by carefully selected foods. Once you know how to serve your food, you need to decide what kind of food you want to serve. If you can afford to spend a little more on regular deliveries, food sets are an easy way to ensure you have everything you need for healthy meals throughout the week, and to reduce shopping and cutting. Services such as HelloFresh and Purple Carrot will decide what you eat for dinner and send ingredients home with recipes and simple cooking instructions. A casual dinner party, on the other hand, consists of shared dishes or small plates and consists of three courses to help you narrow down your options. You don't have to have a course to prepare a good meal, but every course is a good starting point. Choose a main course that suits your theme, or choose something true, tried and true, such as salad, salad bar, pasta or pasta salad. I hope the blog 15 Favorite Foods has helped you to come up with new and familiar ideas. I hope that these ideas will help you to limit the various options of dinner and to end the dilemma of, what's for dinner, once and for all. Hopefully #vey helped you get out of your dinner and try out new ideas for dinner. Take your favorite food and add it to the list of dinner ideas, or take it out and cook it yourself. Once you've decided what kind of starter is best for your party, check out these ideas to find ideas for planning a party menu. This delicious chicken dish, which is also suitable as a snack, is an ideal recipe for people who are on the move. Simply choose a meal that fits your daily health plan and put it in the microwave when you're done. Community dinner does not have to be a dinner at everything. Just do what you could do when it works best for you. Take the time to make a list of your favorite foods for your party, such as salads, soups, sandwiches and more. As a bonus for you dear readers, we have a clickable planner where you can select a theme for the meal and specify what you would like to prepare. Check out our special themed dinners to take food, fun and entertainment to a new level. This is all for today, friends. My name is Max, and this was episode 1228 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See y'all next time.